Hello, teacher. Today we're going to talk about one of the most anticipated movies of this year. No, it's not The Joker. Another group is already talking about that movie, but we're going to talk about Aladdin, the one that was released on May 8th of 2019 and was starred by Naomi Scott as Jasmine, Mina Massoud as Aladdin, Will Smith as the genie, and Marwan Kenzari as Jafar, aka the bad guy. So, let's get on to the analysis part.
Before we start analyzing the movie, we want to give you a brief summary for you to know or to guide you more into the feminist and Marxist criticism. So let's start. As we all know, Aladdin is a poor street urchin who spends his time stealing food from the marketplace in the city of Agrabah. We all know that he comes from the poor side of the society, so his appearance is not that good. His adventures begin when he meets a young girl who happens to be Princess Jasmine, who is forced to be married by her wacky dead strange father. At this point, what we're trying to say is that Princess Jasmine, because she's a princess, we already know that she's all the opposite of Aladdin. She's a wealthy girl that have everything, and she like don't have to be worried all the days to like find a way to have something. Okay, let's continue with the summary. Aladdin's luck suddenly changes when he retrieves a magical lamp from the Cave of Wonders. What he unwittingly gets is a fun-loving genie who only wishes to have his freedom. Little do they know is that the Sultan's sinister advisor Jafar has his own plans for both Aladdin and the lamp.
As we know, Aladdin is not really considered as a classic story. We see it as a kids' movie, so we don't realize that many literary theories are present, such as Marxist criticism, feminism, and psychoanalytic theories. First, we're going to talk about the present of Marxist criticism. We see material circumstances. Since it's situated at a time with a monarchy, the poor people would be extremely poor, and the wealthy would be extremely wealthy. Luckily for Jasmine, she comes from the extremely wealthy part of the society. Aladdin, not so much. He comes from the other extreme. This division of the upper and lower class is noticeable in the movie.
Now we're gonna talk a little bit of the psychoanalytic criticism in the story. So, in this criticism, we can find a lot of archetypes in the story. The theme that is prominent in the movie is love at first sight. When Aladdin saw Jasmine for the first time, he fell in love with her, obviously. We all know that she's so beautiful, charming, with her long black hair and her big eyes, brown big eyes. So, who wouldn't fall in love for her? Jasmine later on fell for Aladdin. Obviously, we all expected that. Another theme, as we said at the Marxist criticism, is the unequal power divisions. People who were poor were treated poorly, and the people who were rich or wealthy obviously got a lot of more of privileges. There was no equality amongst everyone.
So we can see the be true to yourself thing. This means being who you are and not someone else. This is illustrated in the movie by Aladdin pretending to be a prince to get Jasmine's attention. Obviously, he couldn't see that Jasmine already was into him when they met in the marketplace. In the end, Jasmine finds out who he really was, but still loved him anyway. This proves that you'll still get accepted for who you are. sometimes.
So now we're going to talk about a little bit of the feminism theory in Aladdin. We can see a lot of patriarchy in this movie. Why? Because there is only one lead female role, which is Jasmine. We've never heard anything about her mom apart from being dead, which it was something told by her father, which leads us to number two. This is a movie like completely male dominated. We can see Aladdin as the protagonist, Jafar as the antagonist, and the king. Also, we can left behind the genie. They're all men. Also, number three, her father doesn't let her rule Agrabah just because she's a woman. Even though she is the most intelligent, capable, and mature enough to rule Agrabah.
So now let's get deeper into feminist criticism in the story. So as we all know, Aladdin, the Walt Disney movie, is a story in which woman oppression is both reinforced and undermined economically, socially, and psychologically. We can see economical oppression when the Sultan wants Jasmine to marry a prince because he said that is the law. When we all know that it isn't because of that, it is because he doesn't want her to be alone and because he doesn't think that she's capable of handling the power that she's gonna get once she is the queen, or the queen. So we can see social oppression in the story. In the quote of Aladdin, "You don't know how dangerous Agrabah can be." This phrase, or this quote, is told by Aladdin to Jasmine, because Aladdin thought that since she was a woman, she can't protect herself because she's a princess. Aladdin puts a board over a gap so she could cross over the other roof, but instead she jumps over the gap the way he did, and obviously he was surprised. This shows how men think that women can do what they can, and society imposes that women are weaker. Although Aladdin is poor, he does whatever he wants, he controls what he does, but Jasmine does not. Jasmine isn't free to whatever she wants, and in the film she says that she's told when to do it, and how to dress, so she can't take the decisions by herself. This is another case of social oppression. Now we're gonna talk about the psychological oppression. Jafar and Prince Ali argue over Jasmine, like she's some sort of object. But then Jasmine tells them both that she's not just a prize to be won. This reinforces psychological oppression because they are insinuating that women are to be treated as objects, although it also undermines it because she defends herself and tries to tell them she's more than an object. By listening to the song A Whole New World, we couldn't imagine that this is a psychological oppression, but it is. It is because in the song it's saying that with him by her side, she can discover new things that she never discovered alone. In conclusion, Aladdin by Walt Disney shows how women are economically, socially, and psychologically oppressed in various ways, that it also undermines the oppressions.
In conclusion, we can see that many literary theories and literary elements are applied in modern times, pop culture, songs, in this case, movies. In Aladdin, which is considered a kid's movie, you can see literary theories such as Marxist criticism, feminism, and psychoanalysis, which is pretty impressive for a kid's movie.